Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Happy Sunday and welcome to the What is Etiquette Anyway talk show. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening. My name is Denise Harding. I am the HR lady.
And we are so excited about this show this evening. Now, today is Sunday, May 3rd, 2009, and we are broadcasting from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. It's been a beautiful day here, although right now we're under a thunderstorm watch and in some areas a tornado watch. But, hey, it's still a beautiful day anyway, and I hope it's been a beautiful day wherever you are listening. Now, we weren't with you last week because I was feeling absolutely awful. I was quite under the weather, but I am feeling great now. How are you feeling, Denise?
I'm doing much better as well, Donna, and I'm glad to see and hear that you are feeling much better.
Oh, thank you. I am just so excited. Well, of course, we're excited about our show this evening, for we will be discussing prom etiquette. So quick, parents, go call your teens in the room to have them listen, because we're going to talk about one of the most important formal teen functions. And, of course, if you're a teenager listening, shoot your friends a text message. You guys know how you do that. And invite them to listen. And they can call in as well. So certainly get ready to hear some great information. And we want you to feel free to contribute. Now, you guys can either call us at area code 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295, or email us at info@pagesetiquette.com. Once again, info@pagesetiquette.com. And of course, we always want to welcome our loyal listeners and a special welcome to our new listeners. Thank you so much for joining the What is Etiquette Anyway family, and we are so delighted that you have chosen to be a part of our show. And, of course, by all means, feel free to call in. Now, just because you may be listening for the first time, we still want you to feel free to call in and share your comments with us. And, of course, if you are a little shy, then you can go ahead and email us. That's fine. Now, of course, Denise, we know this is a family show, and we have listeners of all ages, and we always want to just take a brief moment to talk about the origin of etiquette. Could be some people out there thinking, what is etiquette? So for the benefit of the new listeners, etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, who doesn't want that? Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Now, of course, you know, in case you don't remember the origin, just remember that etiquette is just simply a fancy, formal word for manners. Okay, how simple can you get? Okay, so without further ado, listen. We're going to talk about prom etiquette. Are you planning to go to the prom this year? We'll discuss prom attire, curfews, peer pressure, your date, much more. And, of course, if you already attended your prom, we'd love for you to tell us about your experience as well. And, of course, as a part of our research, we've heard some interesting stories, and we'll be able to share that. And I'm sure we'll have some teams on to share that as well. But Denise, also as part of the research, we know you did some research on the prom history. And first of all, you guys, okay, who out there knows when the prom began? Come on, who knows?
And that's a very good question.
Yes, when did the prom begin? Quick, I'm going to give you 5 seconds. Colin, if you know when the prom began. Well, what was the purpose of the prom? I know, you know, if you ask that most teenagers today, you know, the prom is a representation of it's time to party. It's almost the end of the school year. It's time to party, party, party. But we're going to give you some of the background and history of the prom. So, Denise, you want to go ahead and talk about that? I am so excited.
Actually, Donna, you know, I was thinking when I was in high school, I never attended my senior prom. I went to a prom when I was in ninth grade, and that was it. So I missed the big hoopla. But I was thinking earlier today, okay, let me see when this thing started. And actually, I went on Yahoo.com, and I got a couple of different articles with information about the prom. And the term prom comes from the word promenade, meaning a march of guests into a ballroom to announce the beginning of a formal event or ball. And this was something that started, you know, in the Victorian age or across the seas. This is something that they did for the wealthy or upper middle class folks. And then we went through, in the United States, a Victorian age as well. The earliest history that the historians the earliest that they can see that a prom was attended was in the 1890s. Can you believe that?
Wow. Oh, my God.
That was a long, long time ago. One historian said that a person's journal was found. And in it, he talked about a prom of sorts that he attended while in college. And so it was very interesting to see that. But to talk a little bit more about the prom, it actually is a reference for formal dances in which the guests would display their fashions and dancing skills during the evening's grand march. In the United States, it became it came to be believed by parents and educators that a prom or formal dinner dance would be an event lesson in social skills, especially in a theoretically classless society that valued behavior over breeding. The prom was seen as a way to instill manners into children, all under the watchful eye of chaperones. Now, that is so befitting to this show because
Absolutely.
This is what this is all about.
Right.
Actually, they were saying, too, that the first proms were held in the 1920s, and by the 30s, proms were common across the country. For many older Americans, the prom was a modest, homegrown affair in the school gymnasium, often decorated with crepe paper and streamers. You know, I can remember that one because that was how mine was.
I think that was before my time.
Okay. Prom goers were well-dressed but not lavishly decked out. Boys wore jacket and a tie. Girls wore their Sunday best. Couples danced to music provided by a local amateur band or a record player. Now, after the 60s, and especially after the 80s, the high school prom in many areas became a serious exercise in conspicuous consumption, with boys renting expensive tuxedos, girls attired in their designer gowns. Stretch limos were hired to drive prom goers to expensive restaurants or discos. And other things happened as well. We're not going to actually talk about those things, but the prom has actually become a huge event for most high schoolers, especially in their junior and senior years. And the history also talks about how times have changed. You know, most teenagers want a date. It's a big deal. And if they don't get a date, of course, that's a big deal as well. But in these years or times right now, Donna, they're seeing that they're going in groups now.
Mhm. Mhm.
So it's a way to, I guess it's changing a little bit. It's a way to go to the prom, have a great time with your friends, and not feel so insecure or bad about not having a date.
Right. And then, of course, you know, peer pressure is huge.
Absolutely.
You know, when it comes to prom events. And so that's another reason why we want to talk about this this evening is because, and we've already begun getting emails about, and one of them talks about peer pressure. But I know that we are going to go to our first caller because I know they are just dying to chime in. And let's see, let's extension 9226. Hello.
Hi, Ms. Donna. This is Abria.
Hi, Abria. How are you?
Hi, Abria.
Hi.
Wow. Now I know you want to chime in. You want to chime in about the prom. Now, are you going to the prom or have you already gone?
I have been to the prom.
Well, great. So I know you've got a story to tell, probably, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Prom was actually good for me, cause even though I decided to go like last minute, which was like wrong of me for my mother because she was stressing over that, but that was fine.
And
I really enjoyed myself. I went with some friends, so I guess this year it was a lot better going out with friends than having a date, really. And so basically what makes prom to me is what happens before and after prom. Prom itself is like, you know, it's a social gathering and stuff, but nobody really wants to do anything at prom but talk. But after party, that's where everybody want to go, you know, go clubbing and all that stuff after prom. And then before prom, that's what people eat, even though they provide food at prom. So, I mean, prom is really the social gathering of the whole event thing, but it's really what makes prom is what happens before and after prom.
Really? Now, it's funny you should say that because just part of the research and history we just heard that Denise read, back when it started, it was the major event. It was the event. So now it sounds like what you're saying is, you know, it's just a time for everybody to get together, but after the prom is when the real deal happens. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen,
so times have changed.
Yes, it has. And yeah, we were talking also about the group. You said you kind of went in a group, which is good, which that really, you know, that I'm sure you were not really presented with a lot of peer pressure that way from a date or from, you know, other couples that had dates or whatever. Talk about that a little bit.
I mean, with peer pressure and prom, there was, like, really nothing going on with that because of having just being with your friends and stuff. And it depends on your choice of friends you're going with. If you're going with a good selected choice of friends, you won't have to really worry about peer pressure. They're not going to pressure you to do something stupid like, oh, let's do this, let's do that. No, that's not going to happen if you got a good selected friend. So my main thing is you should select the right friend that you know will keep you out of trouble inside of prom.
Great. And hold on a second, Abria. What I'm going to do, let me go ahead and go to this email because this is regarding peer pressure, and I'm hoping that this young lady, she actually did not leave her name. It's anonymous, but she has on here, Etiquette Lady and Miss Denise. There is such peer pressure on prom night. I am a junior, and I want to go, but my senior friend said that I will have to have sex and drink. I really don't want to do that. What should I do? Should I go or not? Anonymous. Well, I'm pretty sure that you are listening. I'm assuming this is a female, Miss Anonymous. But the answer is, are you going with a date? If you are, how does he feel about it? Is the peer pressure coming, you know, from him? As Abria just said, you know, it kind of depends on your type of friends or the group of friends. Now, the group of friends, if you're going with a group of friends, because you did indicate that some of your senior friends had said that you were going to have sex or drink or things, those may not, those sound like those are not the type of friends that you need to be around. because it's obvious if they're saying this is something you're expected to do and you're saying this is something that you want, you do not want to do, I would suggest, first of all, you need to cut them loose, okay?
Right.
And,
I think
so, too. And, of course, if you're, you know, and if your date feels like, because I would think that you probably have selected a date that feels like you do. Of course, you know, if both of you make up your mind that you are not going to succumb to peer pressure, then stick to your guns. I don't care what the seniors are saying. And, of course, this should be an evening of exciting fun and memories and not regrets. And oftentimes, you know, there are so many regrets the day after, you know, the prom, and that's so not good. So, and for all of you out there listening, remember, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And that's not just for prom night. That's for just life, period. You don't have to do that. So, Abria, hopefully she heard your comment because it was very fitting to what you were saying. And it most definitely sounds like, what do you think? This is not the right group of friends that she needs
right.
to be around.
And you know what else? If she doesn't feel like, if her boyfriend, whoever she's going with, doesn't feel like that he wants to go ahead and do it, she doesn't, well, she don't really have to go out with her friends or him. She can go by herself and have fun.
That's true.
Some people can prom by themselves, and it was they had a really good time. You can go ahead, get your mom, rent you a nice limo, go around the whole doggone land or wherever your prom is at, and just have fun by yourself. So she don't have to worry about all that. She really want to just not do neither one of those things. She just might as well just drop everybody and just go by herself.
Oh, that's
prom is about her and not about what they want, basically.
Oh, that's a great comment. That's a great comment. And of course, you know, sometimes females, I guess they take issue with that, whether or not, well, I'm not going to go if I have to go by myself. Well, sometimes that might be the best experience for you. Go by yourself. That would be kind of cool, though, Abria. You know, have the limo driver come and get you, pick you up, take you to the prom, you step in, and you have a good time, and he's waiting on you when you come. Oh, that is one. What a great idea, young ladies. You hear that? You can still go, whether you have a date or not, or if your friends kind of lose their head, you know, the closer you get to actually securing all of your plans for the prom. Abria, that is a great idea. An absolute wonderful idea. And, of course, we know that prom evening, also, you know, other types of peer pressure also surface as well. But the main two are usually sex and alcohol. Those are the main two that, you know, and you hear people saying, oh, I can't wait to prom night because I'm going to do that. No, wrong. Also, let me go to the other email. It says, Etiquette Lady and Denise, I attended my prom last weekend. My date and I had a great time. It was nice. Pam, this is from Pam Ewing in Atlanta. Well, Pam, I'm glad you're listening to us. Thank you for sending us that email, and I'm so glad the both of you had a wonderful, wonderful time. And of course, you know, you certainly want to make sure that your prom memories are good memories. And for those of you that are still planning your prom may not be until later this month perhaps, you want to basically, you know, ask yourself, you know, what will I wear to the prom? How will I wear my hair? What transportation mode will you use, whether or not you're going, you know, by yourself or you're going with a group of friends or you're going with a date? And you also want to know, and I know, Abria, you had mentioned some after parties. What did you guys do after the prom?
Well, we attended an after party at a little teen club that lasted until 3 o'clock in the morning, but I left early.
Okay, that brings us to talking about curfew. And I know a lot of teens out there, they say that prom night, they try to negotiate it anyway. Abria, tell me if I'm right or wrong. Usually most teens try to negotiate their, you know, and say, well, that's the only night I shouldn't even have to have a curfew. Oh, excuse me. Does that sound a little familiar?
My mom put it this way. My junior prom, she was like, well, I have a curfew for your junior prom, which was 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. She was like, 2 o'clock, that's a decent time. You know, you have enough time to go to the after party, and you have enough time to attend prom, because the prom ended for me at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So she gave me 2 o'clock my junior prom. She was like, senior prom, that could be a little bit different, though.
Ooh, boy, your mom was
wow.
really nice, because I think I said something like 1 o'clock when my son went, he was like, huh? but yeah, usually most teams, that's their really negotiated night to be able to stay out a little past their curfew. I think he might have stayed out a little later than that, but, you know, who knows. But anyway, so for you guys out there listening, remember that you still should obey your curfew anyway, okay? So if you're used to coming in at 1, don't try to slide in at 4 o'clock because I always say, make sure that you adhere to your curfew rules, because if you don't, it may not be until next prom that you get a chance to go out again. So, so you all better make sure you adhere to your curfew. But anyway, a lot of young ladies, when you're selecting your attire, you want to, now I know some of you are probably going to say, oh, no, I can't wear this again. But, you know, we would really just suggest that you consider selecting a dress that can be worn again, especially if you spend a lot of money on it. And listen, I've heard some teens talking about $200, $300, $400 for a prom gown. And I'm like, wait a minute, are you going to save that same gown and get married in it? Okay, if you're going to spend that much money. And then, of course, there's several, you know, young ladies that have their prom gowns designed. So I don't know. But I would say look for a really good deal, because you can find one. I think, Avery, I think you said you found a pretty great deal on your dress.
$40.
How much was it?
$40.
Oh, wow. That is wonderful.
Excellent.
Yes.
Great.
That is wonderful. But, you know, do know that you want to use, if you spend a lot of money, certainly make sure you can use it again. I'm going to see if I can pull on our other caller and see who wants to join us. Extension 9756. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Miss Riley. This
Hi
is
there.
Janelle.
Hi, Janelle. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. We've got on the phone with us, Miss Denise is here, and Avery is here, and Avery has been telling us about her experience with the prom. And so how would you like to chime in? This is an exciting topic here we're talking about.
Yes, well, as you might know, I am a freshman, so I will not hopefully be going to the prom for another 2 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
But,
no? What about the freshmen? There are some freshmen that want to go as a freshman and a sophomore, and it's like, what do you have to look for when you become a senior? And
That's why I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
A lot of my freshman friends, boys and girls, they went to prom because they, as you know, you can get invited by a junior or a senior to go to prom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is ruining the fun and exciting experience that's awaiting you for prom.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you get there as a freshman, you cannot talk to the seniors because they will not be able to relate to you. So you'll be pretty much the only freshman there. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it will be much fun. Also, for me, personally, as a girl, I feel that the drama of buying a dress and worrying that somebody else has my same dress is too hectic, and
Ooh.
Getting my hair, my nails, and all the appointments is too hectic for me, so I'd rather wait.
Wow. And, you know, that's usually an issue when it comes to females.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and please don't walk into the room and you see someone with your dress on.
Mm-hmm.
What's usually the response? What is usually your response? And this is any female, because it's happened at least once to most of us. You know, sometimes you think, no, she doesn't have on my dress. Right? Is that usually the response or the thought? Anyway?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She's about ready to leave, Tom, if somebody had your dress on.
So you're ready to go, Avery, huh?
Yes.
And what's so funny, and you know what, and I always say, because I hear people saying that too, I can't believe she has on my dress. And I'm thinking, okay, when they made that dress, that was not the only one they made. So
yeah,
Donna, I think you and I talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very interesting. But you know what? Everybody's there to have a good time. I mean, I know that you want to look your best, and nobody needs to have on your dress, and you want to stand out from everybody else. But the ultimate thing is just to have fun, like you said earlier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, it's a great time to dress up, have fun,
mm-hmm.
and then you want to make sure you prove. This is a good time to prove that you are a young lady, a true young lady or gentleman. What better time to prove that? And, of course, also, if you are still, those of you out there that are listening to the show for some tips, if you're still planning, make sure that you know who will pay for the evening, okay? Now, if you're going with a date and you all have not discussed who's going to pay, if you're going to go to dinner, you need to talk about that, because if you all go to a restaurant and, you know, you have this wonderful dinner, this actor prom dinner, and then you're sitting there looking at him when the bill comes to pay and he's sitting there looking at you, well, you might have to go back in the kitchen and ask them if you can, you know, kind of do some dishes for about a half an hour so you can work off your tab. So you want to make sure you all know, don't just assume, you want to know and talk about that in advance. And, of course, gentlemen, you want to make sure that you reserve your tuxedos early in order to guarantee that you have one. And of course, go, you know, to your fitting, be prompt when you go to have your fitting done as well. And, of course, young ladies, a lot of times just to make sure that you have the hairstyle that you want, sometimes it's good to just take a photograph with you. Take a photograph with you to your hairstylist, you know, to find out, so she can see exactly what it is that you want. And once again, let me say, I can't believe we're running out of time. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Time flies when you're having fun. But
mm-hmm.
I just want to say something else about this peer pressure. Different forms of peer pressure show up on prom night, and there is no need for you to prove anything to anyone on this or any other night. And, of course, I want to repeat that. Do not be pressured into doing anything you don't want to do. There's nothing written that says you must drink, do drugs, or have sex on this night. Don't be pressured. And you also, especially young ladies, make sure you carry emergency money with you in the event you need to take a cab home or call your parents to have them pick you up, okay? It's a prom night. It just will be a night that you'll remember forever. So you can make it positive and exciting if that's what you want to do. But please remember to practice good etiquette. Well, gosh, I thank you all for calling in. This has been a great show. Thank you all so much. Thank you, listeners, for listening. We appreciate you so much. We want to remind you that the purpose of What is Etiquette Anyway show is to make the world a polite place to live. And can we really do that? Of course we can. And remember, if you have an etiquette topic that you would like to see us or to hear us do, please feel free to contact us, or you may email that question to us. That would be or that topic or request to us, and we'll be glad to do that. Also, as we remind you each and every week, never ever tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. So no matter how much you say thank you, don't stop saying it just because someone may not mm-hmm. respond to you. You're welcome. Or just, you know, continue to certainly use your good etiquette. And be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. And we've talked about random acts of kindness. So make sure you do something nice for someone. If it's nothing else, then just holding the door and not letting it slam in their face when they are walking behind you. So once again, thanks again for tuning in to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We'll talk again next week. Thank you, callers. Thank you, listeners. Good night. Take care, and God bless.